The drill hole is classified by the National Trust and listed on the Victorian Heritage Database. It is also listed in the Victorian War Heritage Inventory. The drill hole was constructed in 1874 for use as livery stables, but operated as a garrison from 1875. It is now part of the Victoria Hotel and used for events such as concerts and weddings. The ghost at the drill hole is believed to be Norman Hucklebridge, a former resident who died at age 62 from general ill health. Another resident of Port Pirie, Artie Hoey, told us a story of how Norman used to play the piano for the silent movies that were shown at the drill hall many years ago. Norman's superb musicianship left a huge impression on Artie, who was only 5 or 6 at the time. Artie also told us of the haunting piano playing he witnessed at the drill hall many years later, which locals have attributed to Hucklebridge. This is an extract from Artie's interview. "I can remember going to the movies when the picture theatre was in the double story section of the drill hall. The second story used to extend about a third of the way down the hall. It was a complete theatre, stage and all. Back in those days, the first picture was generally a silent movie, and Norman Hucklebridge used to play the piano, watch the movie and play the piano. It was all improvised. You just had to have the imagination on the light and the dark and the shade. Norman had a talent for creating and writing music. He played the piano very, very well for the silent movies. I can remember him looking up at the screen. You could see a silhouette through a shroud at the side of the stage, and I asked my Nana, 'Who's that, Nana?' And she said, 'That's Mr. Norman Hucklebridge.' He was a funny old fellow. He worked for Keating's butcher shop when Keating was the town butcher. The shop was next to the Commonwealth Bank. It's a clothes store now. They had sheds out the back, and he used to make the sausages in a big old cauldron in one of the back sheds. It was a really big cauldron, and he used to mix all the meat for the sausages in it. We would wander in there when we were kids to watch. Norman used to frighten the hell out of all the kids around the town because he was a spooky sort of fellow. He would sneak around the place. He used to follow my sister home from the pictures and stuff like that. He was involved in an accident where a girl was run over, and he was the driver of the car. Norman died at the old fellow's home at the back of the hospital. That's where he finished his days. But there's a story told about how he walked into Highlands Cafe one night and he was soaking wet. Highlands Cafe used to be where the Belfast Bakery once was in the main street. And Stan Highland said, 'What's happened to you, Norman? You're soaking wet.' And Norman said, 'I was going to commit suicide. I got into the water, got up to my chest, and I realised I had a brand new packet of cigarettes in my shirt pocket. I couldn't waste those, so I changed my mind.' And that's true. The Highlands told that story." Artie went on to tell of his experience of the haunting piano playing sometimes heard at the drill hall. Several of his friends witnessed it too. He continues, "Years later, after Norman died, we used to go to the house next to the drill hall. A friend of ours, Billy Carney, lived there. Billy was older than us and he was married at the time. Everyone would go to Billy's place on a Saturday night for something to do. In those days, the town was pretty quiet. You had to create your own fun. And Billy used to complain about someone playing the piano. He'd say, 'That bloody piano. Someone's been playing that bloody piano again.' He couldn't work out where the music was coming from, but they could hear it in the house next door. Later on, the drill hall had a supper room at the back. It's gone now. It was a big old wooden building and there were trampolines in it for the youth club. We used to go there after the pictures or being out somewhere. Sneak in the back, turn on the light and have great fun on the trampolines. One night we could hear a piano playing and we said, 'Where the hell's that coming from?' We went into the drill hall and could still hear it. There was a piano upstairs where the old projection room used to be. It was the only part of the double story section of the building that was left. The rest had been turned into a basketball stadium and a youth centre. We went upstairs but the piano was shut. No one was there. So we went back down to the supper room and sort of forgot about it. We talked to Billy Carney about it, of course. We thought the music might have been coming from the Vic, but it was too late at night for that. The pub wouldn't have been open. It was always really late when we used to go down there. We always reckoned later on that it was Norman Hucklebridge's ghost playing the piano in the drill hall. We called Norman Hucklebridge the ghost of our town. Artie is a musician himself and eventually wrote a song about these events. He called it Ghost of Our Town and dedicated it to Hucklebridge's memory. The Victoria Hotel is another location for great food, beverages and live entertainment. We highly recommend a visit and encourage you to watch out for any public events at the Drill Hall. This audio ghost tour ends here. We know all of the publicly accessible venues in our tours will welcome you with their famous Port Fairy hospitality and leave you with enduring memories of the town. There are many places for you to visit. Thank you for engaging with our tour offerings. We hope you have enjoyed this selection of the town's many ghost stories. Keep an eye on the notice board on our website for new stories as we discover them. And please tell your friends about Port Fairy, the most haunted small town in Australia, because you know everyone loves a ghost story.